All right, Jibbo, say good morning. Let's begin. We're going to pick up still in Perek Yud Aleph. In the red edition, we're picking up on page Kuf Yod Dalet. So remember, again, in this particular Perek, Ramchal is going through all of the different averos that people often transgress, only because sometimes the details are so nuanced, and sometimes the particular avera is so overarching and so overreaching. So one of the things now that Ramchal is in the middle of discussing is the avera of Lashon Hara. And he was speaking about, again, this idea that the Gemara says that kulam ba'avak Lashon Hara. You know, some people engage in immorality, some people engage in theft, but everyone ends up somehow, unfortunately, violating some offshoot of Lashon Hara. See, he says, Oshi yisaper tovaso lefnei sonov. Or sometimes a person violates Lashon Hara, a person says something good. You see, the difficulty of Lashon Hara is that although paradigmatic Lashon Hara is that you're speaking negatively about someone, sometimes even the act of saying something good about someone in the presence of a person who doesn't like that individual. So meaning, if I'm saying something nice about Reuven in front of Shimon, but Shimon happens not to like Reuven. So, you know, sometimes when you hear something nice about someone who you think is a bad person, that by definition triggers negative thoughts as well. Even though, again, you would say to yourself, saying something nice about someone certainly, again, is far from actual Lashon Hara. Nevertheless, again, this act of saying something even positive about someone in the presence of a person who does not like that individual is in and of itself an essence of Lashon Hara. Klalo shel davar. Here's a general principle. Harbe drachim layetzer. So this is interesting. If you look at it, 164, in footnote 164, Harbe drachim layetzer, lahoros heterim biduyim. You know, the Yitzhara has an incredible way of giving us many heterim, of giving us license to do many things that in reality are wrong. Rabbi, so here's the important klal. Any word or any manner of speech or any statement that somehow could cause damage to or degradation to my friend, bein b'fanav, bein shelo b'fanav, whether in my friend's presence or not in my friend's presence, hare ze bichlal lashon hara hasanoi umetuav lefnei hamakom. This is a form of lashon hara that is despised and despicable before God. Suppose I say here. So here's just the general clown. This is why Lashon Hara is so difficult. Anything that can potentially result in any way, shape, or form in something negative to another, ultimately is Lashon Hara. which, and again, as we've seen the multiple examples, it doesn't have to be the classic case of saying something negative about someone, but even just the act of saying something positive about someone in the presence of an individual who doesn't like the subject of the person who you're talking about, as Lashon Hara as well. He says, Sha'amru alav, kalam esaper Lashon Hara kilo kafar be'ikr. That's a very dramatic statement, that whoever speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he goes ahead and negates the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kroksiv, it's the type of Kuf Tezvav, Milashni b'seisa re'ehu, Otso oso atzmis. Literally, a person who speaks negatively about his friend in private, I will cut off such an individual. So we'll say it's Lashon Hara. Gama sinva hanikima. So too again, so hatred and taking revenge. Sin is hatred, nikima is taking revenge. It is very difficult for a person to run away from this. Leiv husal asher, Leiv husal asher livnei adam. So if you look at 168, footnote 168, Leiv husal, Leiv nifta bepitui hayetzer. That sometimes if a person is filled with animosity, or a person was wronged by another, the heart convinces a person that it's a mitzvah to hate, or it's a mitzvah to take revenge. He says, ki adam margish ma'od be'al benosav, umitztar tzargadol. A person feels his own degradation very acutely, and he has incredible tsar over it. Listen to this line. V'hanakamalo misuka midvash. Right? Revenge could be sweeter than honey. Ki hi menuchaso levada. Because we'll say, again, just the psychology of it. If I'm wronged by someone else, you know, we'll say, the assumption is people are good people, right? People, we have to operate with that belief, that people at their core are good. But when someone wrongs me and they really hurt me, so the only way sometimes to make myself better is to get even with that individual. That's revenge. And that's why sometimes a person feels like there's no menucha, there's no rest without that revenge. Alking, l'sheyihye b'kocho la'azov, mashetiv o machriach oso, v'yavra midosov. Therefore, again, see, the natural inclination of a person is when someone wrongs them to go out and take revenge. So if a person finds the koach to go ahead and not do that thing that their nature propels them to do, meaning to take revenge, v'yavra amidosov, and a person goes ahead and is over amidosov, literally means that you go ahead and you almost go against your very human nature. V'lo yisne mishehir bohasino, and you don't hate that person who acted with you with such animosity. V'lo yikom mimenu beizdamin lo shiuchal inakim, and you don't take revenge, even though the opportunity to take revenge has presented itself. V'lo yitarlo, and you don't bear any animosity towards that individual. Ela ha'esakol yishkach v'yaser milibo ki'ilu lo haya. But Rabbi said, this is quite amazing. A person finds the strength to be able to go ahead and forget and remove from my heart all that the other did to me as if it never happened. What does Ramchal say about such a person? Chazak v'amitsu. I will say that is true strength. I will say now what he's describing here is something quite dramatic. Because remember, again, he just described two things. Meaning to say to me that I should find the strength not to take revenge. Okay, I could hear that. To say to me that I should find the strength not to bear animosity towards the individual, I hear that. But to say to me that I should forget what the other did to me and I should remove it from my heart, so the Ramchal is describing a very high state over here. In fact, if you take a look at footnote number 171, Esakol Yishkach, so look what he writes. Mira, She'in ha'kavana she'yishkach es ha'uvda she'ploni pagavir. Well, so this is very important. It doesn't mean that I should forget what ploni, what so-and-so did to me. That's not what it means. Ela she'yavir milibo es ha'regashos ha'kashim she'ov she'uvda zu'or rabo. Well, so this is very important. The Ramchal is saying, I don't mean that you should forget what the other did to you. And I'm also saying, this is very important. You know, the proof to this is, you know, we have a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us, right? So you ever wonder about this? Like, why don't we just get over it? You know, why do we have to remember what Amalek did to us? We remember it every single year, and it's foremost on our national consciousness. The idea is that when someone wrongs you, you actually want to remember that which the person did to you. Why? Because it was like, anyone who's been wronged, so knows that terrible feeling. So to remember that feeling is very important because it sensitizes you about how you should deal with the other. What we're obligated to forget, or we're obligated to remove from our hearts, are feelings of animosity or negativity towards the other. That's what we ultimately want to remove from ourselves. So that's what he says in footnote 171. Don't forget what the other did to you. Don't forget that the other wronged you. Rather, remove the negative feelings that I have towards the other. Remove the animosity that I have towards the other. But don't forget the actual events. Well, this is very, very important. That's why, interestingly enough, the Torah could have said, Kadosh Baruch Hu could have said, if somebody wrongs you, just forget about it. Just forget about it. Let bygones be bygones and move on. But it's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu says. What Kadosh Baruch Hu says is, lo sikum lo sitor. Don't take revenge. Don't harbor animosity. Remember the event. Remember the event. Because when you know that you've been mistreated by others and you remember how that feels, so that's powerful to hold on to because that sensitizes and informs how you will deal with others. What I'm asking you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is don't hold on to the animosity towards the others. So the Ramchal says, if you're able to forget the animosity you feel towards the other, chazak v'amitsu, that's strength. That's strength. Who kal rak l'malochi asharis. Well, so the only person, listen to what Ramchal writes, the only people whom this is actually easy for are the malochim. Why? She'in b'neim hamidos halalu. Because Rabbi said, the great part is that malochim don't really get offended. It's good to know, right? So because malochim don't really get offended, if for some reason some offense is perpetrated, I guess, from one malach to the other, the malochim are very quick to forgive. He says, "Lo el shochne batei chomer asher ba'afar yisodam." But this is not true, of course, of material beings who live in this world. Meaning a reference to us. We get hurt, and sometimes we get hurt very easily. And the truth is that this is the one thing we don't do is, we do not forget. We hold on to everything. Amnam, gezeiras ha-melechi, v'amikros giluyim be'er heitiv. Rabbi will say, but yeah, we know that we have explicit psukim, right? And the psukim is as difficult as it is to let go of the animosity, as difficult as it is to let go of the hurt. Ultimately, again, we have explicit psukim that say that we're obligated to do so. He goes on, he says, Einam srichim perush, lo tisna esachicha bilvavecha, lo sikam velo sitar espinamech. And the pasuk says explicitly, do not go ahead and hate your brother in your heart. Do not take revenge. Do not harbor animosity towards the members of your nation. V'inyon hanikima v'anatiria dua. And Rabbi say this concept of taking revenge and bearing grudges is known. Dahainu, nikima, what does it mean to take revenge? Limana mehetiv lemisha lo ratza lehetiv lo. O shehera lo kvar. So we'll say, so what's nikima? So revenge ultimately again is where I refrain from doing something good for someone who did not want to do something good for me, or to someone ultimately who harmed me. So someone did something either negative, either or somebody withheld something from me. So nikima is treating the person in kind. On the other hand, unatira, what does it mean, natira? Lahaskir be'ez shumetiv l'misha haralo, eza zikar min hara sha'asalo. So I'll say, so on the other hand, what's natira? So natira is, somebody asked me for something. So right, Reuven asks me, you know, could I borrow the snowblower? And I say to Reuven, of course you can, because I'm not like you, right? Meaning, because, you know, when I asked you to borrow the shovel last week and you told me no, or I asked you to borrow your car 3 weeks ago and you said no, or I asked you to lend me $10 and you said no, right? You know, all those times that you said no to me, the good news is, of course, I'd be happy to, because I'm generous, not like you, right? I'm nice, not like you. I will say, so that's Natira. Now, what that does is, what that shows is that a person ultimately, again, is harboring and holding on to all of this animosity from past events. And because the Yetzer ultimately, again, causes literally marsiach hasalev, means goes ahead and, you know, boils the heart, causes the heart to be all upset. O mevakish tamid lahaniach lefachos eza roshem o eza zikar min adavar. We'll stop over here by the Natira. So we'll say, we'll pick up Emir Tashem by Unatira. Not tomorrow, but Emir Tashem on Wednesday. But we'll say, you see what I'm chalasing over here. Remember, we're just going in this chapter, which is so far the longest chapter we've had. I think this might be the longest chapter in this Silas Yisharim. But you see over here, what he's saying is, this whole, remember, we're learning about Nikios. And Nikios is all about purging yourself from the negative character traits. And the difficulty that we're seeing is there are these little negative character traits that people often stumble on all the time. And the problem is, unless I address them or rectify them, by definition, my spiritual identity is deficient. So in this case of Natira, he said he wants to suggest that bearing a grudge or taking revenge or feeling animosity towards the other is almost such a basic human reflex. When we have been wronged by another, that in order to overcome this, a person literally has to be able to overcome their very inherent nature. All right, so we'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Natira on Wednesday. Right. Yes?
When does a person go to the other person who he was offended or hurt by and express how he felt?
There's never a problem with expressing how you feel. That's actually a good thing, meaning if you want to go ahead and say, you hurt me, and as a result of what you did, I felt, you know, like so-and-so and so-and-so, that's fine. The problem, of course, is when a person keeps these feelings bottled up inside, and as we know, the longer you keep negative feelings bottled up inside, it's only a matter of time until it comes out, and a person's walking out with these negative impressions. So certainly to share, by all means.